This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. Hi, everybody. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. I'm a Rottweiler lover, as you can see here. I love Rottweilers. And Tess is here from royalstandardpoodles.com. She loves poodles. And we've been talking to Tess about the composition of what's in dog food. And in one of the tests that was conducted by Agilent, that's a manufacturer of some of the equipment that we use here in this laboratory, they found lots of plasticizer chemicals in the dog food. But it turns out you can also accidentally add plasticizers by serving dog food in plastic dishes and containers. And you know about BPA. You know it's a hormone mimicker slash disruptor that has implications for breast cancer in humans. But it can also affect the health of your dogs. So we're going to ask Tess what she knows about BPA and dog food containers and serving containers and how that can affect the health of dogs. Hi again, Tess.
Hi.
All right, so what's this issue of plasticizers and plastic chemicals with dogs?
I was a plastics project engineer before I got into raising standard poodles.
Really?
Who knew? Who knew? Well, being a plastics project engineer, you learned many things. You know, on the market, you can buy plastic containers, and they say, you know, this is made specifically for storing your dog food in. Okay.
Oh, right, the large bins.
Right. Well, what occurs is if you were to zoom in, you see all the cells that are going to be in that plastic. And if you then take that cell out, you're going to see that that dog food is building up in that cell.
Right.
Now, year after year of putting your dog food, rancidity, definite problems are developing. You're saying, my dog seems to be throwing up more. Well, there's so many questions I could ask a consumer when they call me. You know, what kind of dog food? You know, are you using plastic? Use metal containers, or I've never seen a big enough glass container.
Wait, so are you saying the plastics are going into the dog food, but also tiny particles of dog food are getting lodged in the plastic and then they are going bad?
That's the main problem.
Oh.
The dog food that's building up in the cells of that plastic becomes rancid and more rancid and more. I mean, tell me honestly, when you washed that bin out last.
Right. Who washes that?
Exactly.
So there could be fungi
exactly.
And mold.
Tons build up, and you keep pouring dog food, fresh bags of dog food, month after month into that container. So totally recommend metal dog food containers. Sometimes your company is going to produce a wonderful bag. Put that bag with the dog food in it inside the container.
Oh.
Don't empty it totally into that plastic container.
And this also goes for those, I've seen automatic feeders where
you
load it up and then they dish it out.
It needs to be metal.
Okay, stainless steel.
Stainless steel is wonderful.
Wow, that's wonderful. The way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, didn't you also, Agilent found some plasticizing chemicals in the dog foods that one of their engineers analyzed working with you on that, right? Is that from the liners inside the cans, or where do you think it's from?
I'm trying to make this a simple visual for people to understand.
Yes.
And when you have plastics and you're pouring and, you know, you can tend to imagine the year after year chipping off of things. If you can imagine your animals eating out of plastic troughs or plastic equipment, they're nibbling, they're chewing that plastic down.
That's right.
And digesting it. And there's no way that all of that is going to be excreted.
That's right.
So it builds up in the systems.
And then that can affect their fertility and their offspring.
Definitely.
Wow. Wow. So royalstandardpoodles.com, that's your website. What would you tell people who want to raise healthy dogs? What's the number one thing they should keep in mind?
If you can at all grain-free dog foods, yet I myself have found one with grains that really works well, but it's organic as well. Feed your pets organic treats that are going to help put fiber back into it. Raw organic carrots. I love dried organic banana chips because in hot weather, that's giving them potassium back, and they're easy to carry in the box, just like these are. But if I want to munch on one, I can.
So your poodles like banana chips?
Oh, yeah. Well, some are kind of finicky, but when you get the pack going, they'll say, I'm going to eat it anyway because I don't want them to have it.
So, that's true.
But most of them love the banana chips. It's a little sweeter.
Right. That's great to hear. What about a lot of people are into raw bones and raw meats?
Excellent. Excellent. What I was driving home one day, patting myself on the back because a newsreel came on saying, what people don't understand are our dogs, our animals, especially dogs, are losing the nutrition coming from raw bones because they need that gristle. They're now lacking all of those things that they're getting from the gristle. So I go to my butcher and I buy raw dog bones. I never ever thought the neatnik that I used to be, I would have a bone graveyard around my place. But in the heat, you have to watch out. I replace them quite often with summer so that you don't get the salmonella and things going on. You want to be careful.
Sure.
Older people, you just want to be careful. But I had one customer say, I don't feed them bones anymore because she broke her tooth. I tell them, pull the tooth, let the dog have its raw bones.
Dogs need raw bones to make their teeth
keep
stronger,
their teeth
actually.
Clean.
Yeah. I feed my dogs raw chicken eggs because we raise chickens. We have about 50 chickens now, so we're producing all these eggs, and we know they're clean. We don't have a salmonella problem because they come from our farm. So every day, in addition to the organic dog food, they get a raw egg on top of the dog food every day.
Excellent. So those are wonderful treats that you can add and help their digestive system. To avoid some of these, some of these things that are coming on from constant dry dog food. Why do we end up in the hospital with colon cancer or all of these problems?
Yeah.
If we can help our pets with raw organic treats, oh, I'll tell you, I planted a huge raspberry bush area and they'll go out, they love eating the fresh raspberries off the tree.
Really?
Oh, I've got a great gift card with Max from Australia eating his raspberries.
Are you sure you don't have goats pretending to be poodles eating them? Because I have goats and they eat everything off the trees. They're poodles.
Wonderful. You do have to always watch. There are certain poisonous foods. Grapes are poisonous. Chocolate is toxic. Don't put down cocoa tree mulch.
Yes.
They will die.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I've had customers call me and I query them, well, we put this or that down.
Yeah, you have to know the physiology of dogs.
It's amazing what we can learn when you just observe, ask questions, read, learn.
Well, thank you, Tess. Thank you for sharing these thoughts with us.
You're so welcome. And I hope people just take a look at how they eat, how they're feeding their pets. I know it's not a cheap endeavor, but if we love them, if we want to live a better, healthier life, we can do that.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Tess.
Click subscribe now to be alerted when I release new videos.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life, but when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides, and heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium.
A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosatetested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.